You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. One-third of San Luis Obispo County jail inmates have mental illness, and half the jail population is either homeless or doesn't have stable housing on the outside. That's according to county health experts who say these numbers have held steady even as they work to improve jail health care. County officials met this week to discuss ways to keep some of the area's most vulnerable from ending up in jail. But not everyone is embracing preventative methods. 7 months ago, the San Luis Obispo County Jail made a switch. County staff no longer provide jail health services. Now WellPath, a private company, does.
WellPath utilizes more mid-level practitioners in addition to physicians, which has really enabled us to see more people. It's a more cost-effective way to deliver primary care.
That's the chief medical officer for the sheriff's office, Christy Mulcarin. She says healthcare services for inmates have almost doubled since the change. More hours with MDs, psychiatrists, and dentists. There's also the remodeled behavioral health unit, which helps treat inmates with mental health and substance abuse issues. There's also a new facility that houses inmates with mental illness and disabilities together, not in isolation.
Which has allowed them to have a sense of community and have more socialization. Positive behavior is rewarded, such as exercising and keeping a clean cell and taking medication.
The switch to WellPath comes 2 years after the death of Andrew Holland, a mentally ill inmate who died after being tied to a restraint chair for almost 2 days. Holland wasn't alone. So many inmates have died in custody over the past 5 years, the county jail was named one of the deadliest in the state. Since WellPath took charge in February, one inmate has died in custody. This week, the County Board of Supervisors commended the work done to improve county jail health operations.
It's not without great irony that we are now offering much greater services to people with mental illness in our jail than sometimes we are in our community.
That's County Supervisor Adam Hill. Now supervisors and health officials want to holistically change the county's approach to mental health. The county's part of the Stepping Up initiative, aimed at reducing the number of people with mental illness in jail. This means improved health services in the jail and giving people support when they get out.
I think that coordination inside and outside is the next frontier.
That's Supervisor Bruce Gibson. He and Hill think another countywide goal should be working to keep some people with mental illness out of jail in the first place. One method, crisis intervention training for law enforcement. Crisis intervention training, or CIT, helps police recognize the signs of mental illness before making an arrest. Gibson says he'd like to see officials
press for crisis intervention training on a countywide level. We have jurisdictions who have not done it. Apparently, there are jurisdictions who are not enthusiastic about having their personnel do it.
We have 7 cities. Many of those cities bring in inmates into custody every single day. If they are not CIT trained or following the guidelines or direction of stepping up, we fail countywide.
That's County Sheriff Ian Parkinson. After Tuesday's meeting, he told KCBX News all of his employees take a full week of crisis intervention training.
What we have really noticed is that the understanding of mental illness has improved with our employees. The ability to de-escalate has improved.
But Parkinson says the training can be expensive, so some cities haven't done it. What Parkinson and county officials won't say is which ones.
Some cities are better than others, and so our push is going to be to get them all on board in the same fashion we are.
So the county's administrative office is tasked with trying to get all 7 cities to do the training, but no one is sure how long that will take. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.